You know, there's the, this is a day of firsts. I think that we're all aware of the fact that in the world today that this seems to be something that quite a few people strive for. Well, I want to tell you that this is my first time to stand and speak to a conference group, and I only ask you to bear with me and realize that there are to be a message or two to follow that if I should happen to get in trouble, that these gentlemen will sure help me out. But in talking with a couple of the brethren this morning, having the word that was brought to us last night in the prayer meeting, and again this morning, upon our hearts and our minds, there were a few thoughts that have come to me in the past few weeks that I had jotted down, and I want to share them with you. I think that you can visualize that this day in which we live is one of fast changes. Things take place that it almost scares us if we allow ourselves time to think about them. So the thought that I have this afternoon has to do with growing as Christians. Now, we've been hearing of prayer, we've been hearing of light, we've been hearing of service, and we just heard of a race that's to be run. Now, I want to ask you if you are growing as a Christian. And as our brother mentioned, when we speak to you, we speak with a moving thumb and a moving finger. But let's think about this for a minute. I have a little girl that's taking fifth grade arithmetic, and the other morning she asked me if I could help her. And there was a day when I might have prided myself in arithmetic a little bit, but if you've never cast out nines to get yourself a correct answer, you try this sometime, and this is quite a bit different than we used to know it. So if I say this to you, there's a challenge for you and there's a challenge for me in this growing as Christians. I'm going to read 2 Peter verse chapter 3 and verse 18 to you. This is not really where we're going to be looking at the few verses that I have, but I'll read this verse and you may look it up if you like, but this is what Peter tells us. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now there's a problem with growth that we need to understand. The teacher that teaches, whether it's in the school and the educational system, whether it's at the business or the work that we do, whether it's from the platform and the things of the Lord, that has a constant concern. And this is something that I think we need to just take for a little thought within ourselves. Because the problem of growth is constantly before us. And as we become Christians and enter fellowship of the Lord, whose will and intention is that we grow up into him. Now, brethren and sisters, if we think about this for just a minute, I think this would challenge our hearts this afternoon, that we grow up into him. Now, I'm going to ask you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 for a few verses. And verse 1 tells us, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto the spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Now the word babes here would start us off with our thoughts this afternoon. And there are three different types that I want to consider with you. If you look back in the second chapter, just before the third chapter here in verse 14, we start with the first one, but the natural man. receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, for just a moment, I want to refer you to this natural man. There may be one of those, or several of these people in our midst today. This man is unsaved, unspiritual, and not born of the Holy Spirit of Christ, just as this verse tells us. And let us say this to you just real earnestly this afternoon, that the Lord Jesus Christ prepared a way for your salvation. You need not be this natural man. Then let's look at another man, another babe if we can, because at this particular time as we take this growth along, we start as babes, as you naturally know, and as we grow. And in verse 15 of this second chapter we read, "But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man." Here's a saved man, spiritually minded, because he is yielded to the Holy Spirit, just as this verse tells us. Now, this is our lot if we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior. And here again, we refer to those of you that might not know this Savior. Make him yours today. Verse 15 tells us, verse 3 of the third chapter, of the third one, the third babe that we're speaking of. "For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Here's an in-between man. Not lost. Spiritually saved. But a carnal man, or fleshly, who is a babe in Christ. Now let's think about this for just a moment. We have in our midst the young ones, even now. And I think that our hearts go out to them when we see them. And without being cruel, I want to draw your mind to the little one that we know that maybe hasn't developed completely mentally. This is a sad spectacle. But this is what Paul refers to here in this portion of God's Word, relative to a carnal Christian. Now, this gives us a lot to think about. And I remind you once again that my hand has a joint on it and it works out and back. Because this is one of the things that has spoken to me. And I believe that if we will let ourselves, allow ourselves, may I say, the time to consider this, that this will be of value to each one of us. A Christian having a spiritual life and faith, but retarded in growth, is living in a subnormal state. And I don't think there's a one of us here that would take this by choice. We might do this carelessly. We might do this with just the little thought, well, I'll pick up tomorrow where I left off today. A little procrastination, if I may. Now you say to me, well, what are the signs that would lead me to recognize this if I really want to take hold of what I might do to grow as a Christian? God shows us this too in the same verses that we're looking at here. Verse 2 tells us, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat." Are we ready for solid food? Do we enjoy solid foods? Then we see again in verse 3 there's jealous and strife. We see in verse 3 also that there's schismatics and given to divisions. We see in verse 4 a childish preference for one teacher over another. Now you say, well, this fellow's preparing himself for this little message that he's got. He's referring to verse 4 here, which says, "For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal?" I told you that I knew that if I got in trouble, there'd be somebody to come along and help me before the afternoon was over. So, let's think about this for a minute. Do I say to myself, well, I can't go to the prayer meeting tonight because somebody's liable to get up and pray? I can't go to that gospel service because the fellow's turn that's going to speak tonight doesn't sound just the way I like to hear things. This is not for us to do. This might be that sign that would allow you and I the responsibility to act, to take this step from being a babe, as it were, onward to growing. And this is the important part. Another thing that we could talk about for a moment would be the ego, or the capital I. Oftentimes, this allows us real bumpy roads in our Christian testimony. Children play with toys, we allow this. But as Christians, we're not allowed to play with the things of the Lord, lightly, and without purpose and without meaning. We also could say to ourselves, and remind ourselves of the things that we've referred to here as being spoon-fed, partisan, selfish, egotistical, not Christ-centered. And these are marks of remaining as children. Now, all that we've said so far has had to do with babes and children. This is not where we need to stay, Christian friend, young adult, growing up here today. We want to refer you to something that's of a lot more importance. Ephesians, for example, tells us in chapter 4 of several things that are allowed us this day and in this life in which we live that can be of real interest to us, can encourage us along the way, can be a real challenge to us. Young person here today, when you go to your classes at school, they give you a certain work schedule. They try to make it as interesting as they can. They go about all and put forth a tremendous effort to make this not become a burden, but to make it become a challenge, to make it become something of interest. God has prepared this for us. Ephesians 4 and verse 11, if you please. And we'll read through verse 16. There are, in each one of these verses, words and thoughts for us to consider. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Verse 11 gives us the variety. Some are to be prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Verse 12, we find the ministry of God. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, we find the unity. The goal, now think of this for a minute. The goal here, for you and for I, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. No one is to become like another man. This doesn't give us anything. Our different labels, your title at your work, my title, or the next man's title, this doesn't mean anything. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is the goal of the Christian. Verse 14 gives us the stability. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, the maturity. Growing up into Christ. This is our summit, Christian friend. This is our summit. There we're left here on this scene. Growing up into Christ. Notice the difference. Not unto Christ, but into Christ. This can be a challenge for you, and this can be a challenge for me. This is our goal, and we're left here on this scene. Recently, in visiting with a man who served the Lord for 35 years in Africa, I was very impressed when he made the statement, I may miss the words just a little bit, but I don't think so. But this is what he said. Our life here is training for reigning when we go to be with him. Our brother has mentioned some of the hardships that have come, that we've come to learn, that we come to learn daily. The brother that spoke in prayer before the outset of our ministry meeting this afternoon that let us know that we were a needy people. Let me just refresh your hearts and your minds with this one thought. That problem after problem that we are able to maintain, and remember, God has told us that we'll never be tempted above what we can bear. But this is a training ground for reigning when we get there. Maturity. Young Christian here today. Young person. You don't have to answer this to your friend. You don't have to answer this to me. This is something you're looking forward to. And this is something that we as parents and we as older people would want you to know that you're entitled to. But don't take this thing lightly and don't pass it off lightly. God has laid out a pattern for you. God has established a way that you and I might know and know more fully the enjoyment of the things that he would have us to know and enjoy over left here on this scene. In Christ as a babe. Christ in you as full grown. Now you think about this for a moment, as I have. And this gives you a chance to realize and also consider whether or not you are mature or whether or not I am mature. But when we can come to that point, when we can realize that in Christ is our salvation, but Christ in you, you are fully grown. Vitality. The 16th verse gives us the vitality part of it. This is something that challenges our hearts. This is something that gives us something to look forward to and to go about and to understand more fully. The body functions as the parts harmonize together under the head. Just as this verse tells us, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We could stop here at this particular time, and I think that there would be enough for us to think upon for quite some time. I'll confess to you that there was for me. But let's remember this isn't where God stops. This isn't where we want to stop, just at the brink of being mature Christians and being full grown. But let me say this to you, Christian friend. God's word tells us besides this. Now look, if you will, please, to 2 Peter. 1:5. And besides this, this would almost fill our hearts if we could just take it all into consideration. Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue unto virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. No limits to the growth of a Christian life. No bounds. No limits to a Christian life. Now in Philippians, for just a couple of verses before we close, chapter 3 and verses 12 through 16. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after it that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. The higher we attain, the more there is to be attained. We heard of that this morning. We are living in a day when education is paramount. It's my privilege to talk to people every day, from younger ages to older ages, about the things that have to do with their preparedness for taking care of themselves when old age comes along, about taking care of their children in case of an emergency along the way. And I have to tell you this, that there is never a day goes by that I don't get in contact with people that want to say this, I wish that I had got a better education. I wish that my son could have gone to school. I want to see that my daughter gets an education. Preparedness, if we could call it that. And here we have, in this blessed word, that we cannot attain to in any manner, shape, or form. It's for you, it's for you, it's for me. And once we attain to one thing, the fields are even open further. We cannot see the end. Education? Fine. Believe me. But think what we have, Christian friend. Think what we have in our possession. Think what we have as an opportunity. Think for just a moment, if you will, with me, please, about God's arithmetic. Add by subtraction, multiply by division. And Peter, in this portion that we've looked at, wants all to learn the arithmetic. Add faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. 8 different graces, all from growing in grace. And in closing, let me just suggest to you this, Christian friend. Because I say this from the bottom of my heart, our brother has made to you a confession, as it were, and I may make the same. Let us grow not as a snowball from without, but as a plant from within. I think that probably this little phrase sums up my Christian testimony this far. Quite often, we find that we like to be found in a place where people might see us, hear us. This isn't the real thing. But let me say this to you, Christian friend. It doesn't make a bit of difference if your calling is handing out a hymn book, if your calling is straightening the chairs, or if your calling might be that of speaking to an audience that would be 10 times the crowd that's here today. Yours is important to the things that the Lord would have each one of us to do and to know. We need one another. We need one another. And our Christian life is not a competitive life, it's a complementary life. You may say, well, who needs you? And I may have the same thought about somebody else, but let me say this to you, friend, in closing. We're not in competition in this world today, as far as Christians are concerned. We need to get hold of this right at the very roots. We're to complement one another. And let this be our charge, let this be our challenge, and I'm sure that the Lord will bless His work to us.
I want you to open with me, please, this afternoon, the Word of God to the Gospel according to Mark. In the Gospel according to Mark, please, let's look together at verse 6 or verse 7 of chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 and verse 7. Mark chapter 6 and verse 7. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits.